Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now you're still. See?
How you doing? I'm messing up now?
It's
me?
It's you.
I don't know. You keep breaking up. It ain't me. I mean,
okay.
Don't blame me. Listen,
wait.
How
you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. How y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of The Menu with Brother B and Mika. Big
wow.
Red will be calling in. Yeah. Big Red will be calling in a little bit. And Nicole is not going to be with
injured.
Us tonight. Yeah, she's on injured reserve. She's probably doing something weird that she shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, but you know.
How Chocolate City know about that?
I don't know nothing about nothing. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big Red of Red.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we were talking about how Big Red Nicole is on injured reserve tonight, so we send our prayers to her.
What was her?
She's on injured reserve.
Well, what happened to her?
Listen,
see, what happened was this thing.
It's an undisclosed situation. That's what happens when you're a sexual terrorist.
Oh, she
sexual
must have pulled the muscle. She must have pulled the muscle. I know about that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
It's Big Red this time.
Yes. That's you buzzing. What are you next to?
Again? Yes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's
every
again.
Time.
Because
my
cat.
Cell phone is so much more convenient than the house phone, so.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
it's
but.
It's the cat.
Yeah, I think it's him too. Hold on for 1 second. Let me see something. Hold on.
Yeah, you're
really,
hold on. Yeah, it's the cat.
Now, all right. Hello, y'all. Now, what's going on now? Y'all can still hear me?
Yeah. No, you
still
hear the buzzer.
Yeah. Still got that staticky buzzer in the back.
All right.
Let me call. It's the waves. It's the infrared satellite waves. That's weaving
probably
into your.
Going to start your freaking alien conspiracy theory.
It's probably listen. I don't have an iPhone. I got a Samsung. So they probably starting to tap into that too.
They've been tapped into it. They know what you did last summer and the summer before that.
They know who you did last summer.
Exactly.
They were bored too, weren't they?
Yeah, my god,
exactly.
That was like stupid. So stupid. I bet you all the people sorry they brought them damn iPhones now.
I'm trying to monopolize, that's all.
That's all
a monopoly. You gonna call back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna call back.
All right. So me,
wow.
Like I was saying, I was a little annoyed today because, you know, my daughter was venting to me about how her mother just seems to not be able to keep my name out of her mouth. And it's like when I was dropping her off today, because you know her mother's a bit of a psychopath, so we have to do these domestic exchanges at the precinct. So, you know, and I had to make sure if there's somebody there watching my 3, 6, 9, and 12, and everything in between.
Yeah.
But anyway, as soon as she rolls up, she rolls up late anyway. But as soon as she rolls up, she's, like, chastising the kid about something. And I'm like, yo.
Are you
serious? I'm like, are you, like, yo, really?
Oh, she's just a barrel of fun. I can't understand why you ever left the psychopath.
No, listen, I only stuck around because no other man was going to be calling my little girl that's my daughter, or my daughter wasn't going to be calling no other man daddy. So I stuck around. And when she knew, like, oh, this is daddy? No, this is my daddy. I was like, all right, fine. And when she kicked me out, because he kicked me out that last time because she wanted to do her, it was what it was. But
hello,
know,
I'm back.
Okay, welcome. But
that's
real quick,
welcome.
You don't have to come at the kid. Like, why are you bullying the kid? Because she loves her father. Like, no parent
can
do that.
Oh,
yes. It was despicable. It was really despicable when I dropped
it
off.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Yeah, we definitely got to have a problem on that one.
Listen, bitter is bitter. Don't you think she's still just the maniacal person she, like, evil don't change.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Older.
Not at all.
She kicked me out 2007.
Yeah, but okay. but that doesn't mean anything. The thing is, my thing is this. She kicked you out, but she's kicking herself in the ass because she kicked you out.
Wait.
Well, listen, there's a lot of kicking going on.
I gotta say this.
Okay.
She's a miserable whore. She doesn't want you to be happy because she's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, she's gonna make your life a living hell.
Living hell, exactly.
Your life a little hell.
Okay.
A living hell is looking after your daughter. Okay. Listen. I have an ex wife too. Listen. I have an ex wife too. So I already know what you're going through. My ex-wife does petty shit. And for the record, for those who don't know, I call my ex-husband my ex-wife because he's a bitch.
I love it.
Just based on the ex-husband, he's a bitch.
Only on the menu.
Buddy, listen, the night before our wedding, if I'm washing, deep conditioning, and pressing your hair, you're a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
And okay, that being said, once again, let's try to allow us to reintroduce ourselves. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's another episode of The Menu. We got Big Red, Mika, and
yep.
Brother B is in the house. Nicole is on injured reserve, and we hope she feels better. And, take a chill pill, lady. Take a chill pill. Secret rendezvous one. Anyway. The number is 347-324-3395. It's the calling number. That's 347-324-3395. Now, Mika, I would like to know.
Uh-huh.
You wanted this. This is the topic that you wanted, right? What?
Well, we were running out of shit, and
we weren't running out of shit. There's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's
there's so much
stuff to talk about. But the problem is, we can't always talk about the stuff that I like to talk about because don't nobody want to hear about Marvel versus DC all day. So anyway,
we could do that one day. One day we could do that.
I don't mind.
No, we can. But you know what? We can do that after the Batman Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can do that.
No,
actually, I do want to see that because it looks hot. It really does look like a hot movie.
Okay.
Did you see the Jimmy Kimmel skit?
Okay, mm-hmm. Listen to me very carefully because this is my life. If we're gonna do that, then Deadpool's already out. I've seen Deadpool.
Okay.
I can't say anything other than holy crap. Okay. Then we have Civil War coming out.
Okay. Yeah.
Captain America.
Yeah. Captain America.
Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
We also have another X-Men movie coming out. Okay,
nice.
So basically, I won't be able to talk about any of this until like December, the next freaking Star Wars movie comes out. Because basically, I don't care about Star Wars. I'm over that. I've been over that for years, but I've never liked Star Wars.
But you got to talk about Superman, Batman, because that's the ultimate mashup.
Mm-hmm.
No, the ultimate in this whole thing is who they got playing Wonder Woman. If I was a dude, I'd do her.
Who, the girl that got playing Wonder Woman?
Yeah, man.
I gotta see.
You know why?
I gotta look at her again.
You know what did it to me? You know what did it? After she was in Fast and Furious 6, I was like, that's my girl.
Okay. Maybe if I see her and how she's gonna portray Wonder Woman, that might make me change my mind.
She ain't got the spunk.
Linda Carter.
She's not our Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's a darker, more sarcastic Wonder Woman.
But you know what? I like the fact that they finally putting her in something because for years, since when my kids were young and with Iron Man, when all of that came out, I was like, well, where the hell is Wonder Woman? When the hell are they going to put her in something? I've been saying that for years.
That was something that was taking its sweet time. But they actually did a pilot. Okay, see, now we're going off topic.
I know.
This is
okay, we'll have to come back to that. We're going to definitely do that. When the movie comes out, we're going to come back to that. When the movie comes out, we'll get back to that.
My inner nerd is itching to get out right now. Can we let... Can we leave Polly in the back, please? Thank you. That's her name.
Okay.
Her name is Polly.
Okay, no problem. Hi, Polly. Okay, so tonight's topic, why is dark only good when it's black?
Only good when it's not black.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, only good when it's not black. I can't read my own damn stuff. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know how many. Okay. So let's get this out in the open. I don't know how many people have been paying attention to this whole thing, but and this has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
African American, whatever you want to say, West Indian. This is women that got pigment, melanin in their skin. You know, we got a little all year tan, and our tan be smooth, and it be, you know, we be 50 and still looking like we 20. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Black don't crack.
Okay.
Black don't crack.
Okay.
Black don't crack.
It's not only black, because Asians do the same thing, okay? You'd be surprised how many Asian women are freaking old as hell and be looking 20, 30 years younger. But that's a whole different story. Anyway, the thing is this. They don't like the sisters because sisters got big lips. But turning around, they're getting these collagen injections.
Yeah, and that's, I'm telling you, it's...
Wait, they talk about the big butts on the sisters, but then they're all getting butt implants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't understand this. They talk about the way the sisters dance, but there's more of these hoes twerking on YouTube than there are sisters in the club.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, you don't like the sisters, you hate on the sisters, but yet and still, you want to be like one of the sisters. You want nice, big, juicy lips. You want a nice tan all year round, but yet and still you trying to bag on the sisters. I'm just trying to figure out why is my skin tone, my lips, my rear end, why is my whole appearance not good for me, but it's good enough for y'all sisters of the lighter persuasion.
Right.
Help a sister of the darker persuasion out. I'm just trying to get this, and it's not a racial thing, but I've noticed this, and it's listen, in all honesty. In all honesty, it's either the sisters with all of this or the Latina sisters with all they got going on. Yeah, the Latina sisters, too. They crazy as hell, but they got the whole thing going on, too.
Right, exactly.
But the sisters of the lighter persuasion be bagging on all of that, but yet and still they trying to get all of that. They trying to dance. They trying, and forget it, y'all can never make arroz con dulces. Give it a rest. Just like y'all can never make homemade baked mac and cheese.
No. Yep, them single slices from Kraft don't work, honey.
Okay, it's not. y'all better spam it up or something. But
yeah, that don't work.
Oh no.
But why is everything that makes me unique, that makes me beautiful all around, that makes me who I am,
is a problem
for me? But it's good enough for you. But yet still you bagging on it because it's mine naturally.
Now, listen to this now.
Somebody's
just saying. It's not hard to answer that because they're just a bunch of haters. That's what it is. They're hating on us. And the thing is, they make it like black is wrong, black is not this, and black is that. But you're trying to be like this. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, they had a Mac model. The makeup for the makeup, and they had a picture of her lips, and she was black. Of course, she's a black girl, but they were saying so much derogatory stuff about this young lady. And I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Y'all gotta be kidding me.
No.
The picture that they had put on Instagram, and she's advertising the MAC, you know, makeup. You should have seen and heard the things that these people.
The ace lips and all types of crazy shit.
They were saying so much derogatory things about this young lady, her lips were just like you said. But you got here Kylie Jenner, all these other white celebrities. Kylie, you're pumping your lips up with this stuff. What's the problem? I don't understand what the problem is.
Because you know what? This is the problem. This is the problem. I'm going to tell you right now what the problem is. You know that saying, if you can't beat them, join them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the problem. They can't join them. They can't join that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can stick as many needles in your lips as you want to. You're fake. You're a poser.
Mm-hmm.
You're not real. You can stick as many needles in your butt as you want to try and get some firmness or do whatever. It's not going to happen. Your ass is flat. It's just not working for you. Work with what you got.
Right.
That's the thing. If you can't beat them, join them. The whole thing is they can't join them. And I was doing a little bit of reading, and I took some, you know, I really wanted to know why people, you know, tan. And I got one answer that said, tanning is usually for more pale girls, so they look more exotic and sexy like a model in training. Okay. The next one was somebody said to get darker. Then someone said, well, like me, I'm whiter than a cracker, and my skin is so white in bright lights, it looks red. Doesn't look so good, so I'm going tanning and getting a nice glow. It enhances, you know, looks a lot. Okay, so my thing is this.
Still not explaining why. It's not. I'm
well,
sorry.
Because there is no real explanation
There's
to
no
why
real, yeah, exactly.
Some people want to be darker, yet they have a problem with black. Because, see, the whole thing
wait,
that comes
wait, wait,
with
wait,
it.
Wait. I have to clarify one thing. I have to clarify this. We are not
okay.
all black, so to speak. We come in many shades. Some of us are brown. Some of us are light brown. Some of us, some of us are caramel. Some of us are mochaccino. Latte.
Yeah, but the whole, but the whole thing is, they'll look at that's the thing. They'll look at light-skinned black folk as like, oh, they're not real black. Like they're less harmless.
Right.
Like you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
they're not harmful. But the darker skinned are like, you know, we're the evil, we're the dark side of the force type situation. I mean, listen, you have to look at it like this. Some people can't always get over what they have, their own people have done. So if they don't make a mockery of it, you know, they have to do something. To just kind of, they have to do something to shrug it off, but yet there's still going to be some level of hate. Like, why is it that, you know, all the underground and revising roots? Like, why are these slavery movies so popular? Like, they want to keep making
that's
movies true. Off of
why
slavery.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't know.
But
I, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Why,
I don't understand why. Because
it's
kind of strange that there's so much of that going on.
Yeah, but you know what? Because the whole thing is, it's so interesting to watch the whole story of the Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. It's so interesting to watch, you know, like, oh, wow, this is how they were treated. But at the same time, you kind of want to take, you want to take from that. You want to take something from that. Like, in other words, they feel that some people feel that they can wear black better. Just like some people, like, you got people all over the world doing hip hop, but they'll think that they do it better than the originators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, can't nobody
so,
do it better than the originators? What are you talking about?
But,
well,
but that's the
no,
thing.
Let me rephrase, because we got freaking whack ass motherfuckers like Kanye. So
no, that's stuff. But those are twisted sellouts. Those are sellouts.
Oh,
those are not
yeah,
people
yeah,
already.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
I was listening to some Kanye today, and I'm saying to myself, like, how the hell you went from this to now? Like, what happened? No, I know what happened to him, but it's just.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know what happened to him, but it's just like, damn, like, dog, like, what did you do to yourself?
You got involved with a Kardashian.
Like, did you forget? You totally really forgot where you came from.
I think he forgot,
you know,
but then again.
Once his mother passed, he lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, he did. I've been saying that. I've been said that. Yeah.
Once his mama passed, he went all types of, well, not like he was really smart to begin with, but then he really lost his fucking sense.
But my thing is, why is there beauty in a color? Like, see, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some people that feel inferior. Like, if you feel inferior because of a color, then there's something wrong with you. That's like your.
But you know what's so funny? You know what it is? But you know what? That's because, you know, I think, like, even, like, now, more so now, I think because it's being pushed on us. Just like I said, I don't knock anybody that's gay, lesbian, whatever the heck you want to be. Just like that is being put. It's like these things. It's like society is pushing stuff on us now. Now they want to make
like a big thing with the races. They want to make a big thing with gays. They want to make a big thing with even I'm even say with
ongoing.
With body types with you know fat versus skinny. It's like they're making such a big deal about these things and they're pushing it down your throat. Like yes, we want y'all to be divided in all ways. Even with just men and women, they just trying to divide everything.
But if we're going to be honest, let's be honest for a moment. This is something that's been going on forever. I remember growing up watching Charlie's Angels. I'm sorry, was it no boy in my hood looking like that?
Right. Nope. I understand.
You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, come on. Was it nobody in the hood that been?
But see, it wasn't pushed. But what I'm saying is, yeah, you're right. It was like that, but it wasn't pushed. Like, it wasn't like. It's not like now, I guess because we grew up in the era of no social, you know, we didn't have social media. It's like when you go on your timeline, that's all you see is things about, oh, who's better, dark skin or light skin man, or who's better, a fat girl or a skinny girl, or is this big. And even my thing is this, and even this, because like I said, discrimination and all this stuff comes in all flavors. They even have it where it's like, oh, which BBW, if nobody don't know, big, beautiful woman, you prefer? Do you prefer this one or that? It's like, what difference does it make? We all got cellulite in our ass. Like, how y'all making a comparison on that?
Because.
Well, anyway, it's crazy now.
Yeah, because they've taken it to a whole nother level. And
that's what I mean. It's like they've taken things to, like, a whole nother level where you start to just question your existence on this earth, period, now. You're just like, damn, do I need to be here? Like, do I want to be here?
Well, I mean, that's probably. But see, if we can sit here and say that they don't push things or promote things, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
It's what you see in the commercials. Is what you see in TV, is what you see on the billboards. It's like, you know
what's
interesting? During the whole thing with Bill Cosby, why did I keep seeing billboards of this dude up on the bus about his show, 2.5 Men? And I'm like, I never noticed this before, but when Bill Cosby's situation happened, all of a sudden, it just seemed like he was plastered all over the place. And I was like, wow, this is kind
of
insulting.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like they push
it subliminal
on us. Right, exactly. And it's like, you know, you hit it right on the nose. It's like, oh, if you keep seeing it, you'll just ignore it. If you keep seeing it, you'll just ignore it. You just think that's the normal. No, it's not the normal. This is not the world that we grew up in. This is not how we grew up, and it's just like, what is going on here? I mean, it's to the point now that I don't even watch these. Like, I watch old shows. I be watching Sanford and Son, Good Times. You know, I watch all the old Three's Company. I even go as far as Three's Company. I watch the old shows because it's just like this new stuff is sickening.
And even still, a lot of those shows didn't have a lot of black people on them. There still wasn't that whole racist attitude.
Right.
And even with shows like Archie Bunker, where, you know, he spit fire sometimes, still
right.
No. You had a couple of black people up there, but it was never taken in a derogatory manner.
Right.
Like,
and you know, the man
at each other, George Jefferson and Archie Bunker, it was kind of taken as like, you know, as jabs of fun,
but the thing was they were the same. It's just that it was black and it was white. They were both bigots, but they were both bigots because you know George called everybody was a honky or a zebra, okay.
Yeah.
And then you know, with Archie Bunker, everybody was a spick or you hardly heard the word, you know, nigger on there, but everybody was a spick or a chin or something. So it was like it was the same thing, and that's the thing that I respect about the producer of that show, Norman Lear, because he pushed. Because like I said, he's the one that produced all those shows, the Jeffersons, All in the Family, Good Times. All those type of shows. He made the mold. He put that racial thing out there because he tried to say, listen, this is what's going on out here, and we have to show America what kind of people you have in this world. It's not
listen.
All everybody lives behind in a picket fence and one dog in the yard and everybody's
you gotta,
happy. No,
Norman
this is the type of world we live in.
Norman Lear he's a New Yorker. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers' takes on the world are always going to be different than everyone else.
Right.
Why? Because as a New Yorker, you're automatically exposed to everything from jump. So you eat that.
But you know what?
Or you get lost.
Well, a lot of this whole color thing, I blame on man. And but because man always wants to be in charge of the definition of what's beautiful. You know, when they take these pictures and they go across seas and they encounter these other people and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. This is this and it's that. So you may have a couple of women who see like, oh, well, you find that beautiful. You find these porch monkeys beautiful. Why? Because they have lips. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like tasting a fruit that you never had before. And it's once you taste it and it tastes good, it's like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm never going back to eating apples again because these oranges are great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like once they get caught up in it, it's like, wow, it's something different. So I think there's some women out there that are like, well, maybe I just want to give the world something different of me, or I just want to be different, or I want to change something about me, step up my game or whatever.
But how can you be different if you're if you're trying to imitate someone that you don't like? You're not being different. You're being of the
because
problem.
Once again, it's like it's put like this. This may not be the greatest of examples, but it's like
so what?
He's but he's not the nicest MC. He's not the nicest lyricist. If he even writes his own stuff, I will say this, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is there are people out there that think that he can do what we started better than us. So they put him at the forefront of it, and he gets the accolades for it. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? These individuals know the deal. Cats like Eminem know the deal, but the difference between Macklemore and Eminem is nice. Like
yeah,
Eminem is
nice.
He's an artist.
But
like,
and guess what? And if you think about it,
he's real about his music.
Mm-hmm. Look who we had. Goddamn Vanilla Ice. So it's like they threw us Vanilla Ice, and they know that was the biggest goddamn mistake they ever did, giving us goddamn Vanilla Ice.
Well, put it like this: somebody had. It's like this: you had the Jackson 5. The next thing you know, from the Jackson 5, you had what the Backstreet Boys, the NSYNCs, the you know, all these other boy bands
if you think about it now, I'm going to give you a little history. When the Jackson 5 were out, the Osmonds, they had a battle between the Jackson 5 and the Osmonds.
Yep, you're right.
And they were trying to make the Osmonds sound, the Jacksons. Yeah, the Osmonds, whatever their names is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And you're absolutely right about that. So my thing is, some people may feel that maybe, like, I don't have to be black I don't have to be black to have these features, but maybe I can just promote them better. Like, maybe it'll look better on me.
Listen, that's like me. Let's be honest. That's like me running around here, dyeing my hair blonde with a blonde weed. You know damn well, my black ass.
They out there doing it. You know that.
They out there doing it.
My question is this: do they have any business being out here looking like that?
No.
No.
I don't feel
with
that
the whole
they do
thing
that.
They're doing it, but see, but you know what's
but
interesting?
This is
I put it like this. Once again, blame men. You got to go back to what man's so-called definition of beauty is. It's like if they come back, if they go take pictures and they plaster some Ethiopian woman who they're like, oh my gosh. So, features are extraordinary and this, that, and the third. Other women are going to, they may get a little jealous, but some of them may be like, well, shoot, I got to go get that. Like, what do you mean you got to go get that? Well, she got nice lips, so I want lips like that too. Like, how do you go about doing that? You getting that needle. Oh, she has a nice ass. So I think I need to do something about my ass too. I think I may need a little this or this, that. I mean, come on. It all boils down to what the way they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yep.
So,
yeah, well, you know what?
So,
beauty needs to start wearing some glasses. Need to get some contacts or something.
Some contacts, some beauty shades or something like that.
For real.
I mean,
it's hard. It's just disgusting.
I'm like, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at
and,
but let's be real. How are you going to
But don't be mad
here?
At me. Don't be mad at me. I ain't
right,
mad
but
at you, but don't be mad
that's
at
my
me.
Thing. Don't be mad at me because I got these naturally. I look like this naturally.
And this is my point. How are you going to sit there and hate on me that bad, but yet and still you turning around and you trying to look just like me? I don't, like, seriously? Listen, I don't even care who gets offended. I don't care who gets offended right now. I really don't.
I don't get it.
Why are the lighter sisters wearing extensions and box braids? Y'all ain't got no business wearing extensions or box braids.
Exactly. Oh, you didn't
see,
honey?
You didn't see that?
Well, like I said on Instagram, you didn't see that they had that the Kardashian chicks and all them other chicks. Oh, now they want to make it popular because they wearing the like, you know how when you were younger, I know when I was younger, we used to wear like the two braids or like the big braids on the side. Honey, they got it on there like they started. Then I'm like, are you kidding me? We used to wear our hair like that when we were younger all the time.
But this is what I'm saying.
Y'all got to be kidding me.
But these are the same words that if they see you cut up in the street or somebody was harassing you, whatever, they walk right past you like they ain't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they should know you, but I'm saying woman to woman. Not even, you know, I'm saying woman to woman. They see you as a woman on the street being harassed or whatever, they walk right past you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
It's like, why are you hating on me? I'm sorry, naturally my booty is
because
big.
Because they don't have it.
I'm sorry.
Because they don't have it. That's
yeah,
the only
you know what it is also? You know what it is also? Because they know that they're... Let me tell you something. And I don't mean to say... You know, I got to say this. Let me tell you something. Them Jewish men, they like them some black women.
Oh, hell yeah.
Them Jewish men like them some black women. Do you understand me? And they're mad.
Yeah,
and they're mad
the
because
same.
They know.
Remember, remember MC Search, who is Jewish, married to a white woman.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Listen,
George Lucas
like this.
Is married to a black woman. I'm just saying.
My attitude is this, or how I may view it is this. You know what? It's always some type of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, I saw the whole Mac. I saw the picture. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't trying to read the comments. Yeah, I wasn't trying to read all that. You know why? You know why? Because that's the problem with the internet. Everybody becomes a gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody becomes a gangster. Everybody has a platform. Cowards have a platform. Cornballs have a platform. Dirtbags have a platform. Everybody has a platform. Everybody can be somebody different on the internet. They can that's the ultimate superhero disguise. They can be a dickhead by day and a sweet person, you know, on the internet.
Yep.
And they're the greatest person in the world. Oh, I take care of my kids. Oh, I feed cats. And you know,
somebody inbox later on that night looking for a date.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. So it's like people are just living with this whole facade thing. Like they're not really trying to be – they don't know what real is to be it.
Not anymore.
So the whole thing is they have to emulate. So they emulate what they think is trendy or what people are going for. So if the black girls are getting the attention, well, maybe I need to change my features a little bit. Or if the sun is too bright – and, you know, I can't take it. Well, you know, maybe I need to tan a little bit so maybe, you know, I can blend in.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have to like you to do it. I mean, it just is what it is. So it really boils down to some type of, like, for the lack of a better term right now, just some type of beauty competition. Because I really couldn't explain why. Like I said, I'm not a woman. I don't get into that weird stuff. I don't tan.
Yeah, but it's not even about a woman. A woman thing, because they do it with men too. They do the same thing with men, where it's like a, you know, they got the, like I said, they got the thing where it's the dark men, dark skin men against the light skin dudes. Oh, dark skin men are this, and light skin men are that, and it's basically the same thing now. But it's like, I'm going to put it to you like this, but on the men's side, it's kind of like a positive, because now it's like, oh, dark-skinned men are in now.
But you know
now,
what?
To me, they always been in, but I'm just saying, now it's like dark-skinned men are the thing, you know, dark-skinned man is the thing to be now. Light-skinned dudes are like on the back burner, where back in the days when we was, you know, when we was younger, it was like, oh, Al B. Shores and the Christopher Williams was out there, and darker dudes was just like, Big Daddy Kane, don't nobody like him. It's like, really? I like him.
I was about to say, don't act up now.
That's right. I like him. And the Rockhams, I love me some Rockham, honey.
But that's the whole thing. See, remember, we've been, it's been embedded into the brain of society that, you know, dark is dirty.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, absolutely.
Light or white is right. Dark is dirty. So anything close to white, you know, is okay. If you're in the middle,
okay,
you know,
right.
it's okay to rock it. But anything dark is just really looked at like, ooh, like that's not, you know, that's not acceptable. You know, we want to keep things on the lighter shade.
Right.
Of, you know, we want our office as light as possible. You know, we don't do too much darkness in here unless, you know, it's after hours and somebody turns the lights out. You know,
now,
that's the only time it gets dark.
Black caucus, I have to say, I find that whole line very, very, very disturbing and very offensive.
It is. But you know what? That's the whole thing. Listen, you don't think they have these conversations when we're not around?
Oh,
and some
exactly.
Some of them have these conversations when we're around. They just do
Let's
subliminals, and then they go, ha, 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 ha. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Ted. Ha, ha, ha. Like, this is what it is.
Let's be honest. Let's really be honest. I'm quite sure when we leave for the evening, they're the ones that are actually having the meetings. No one believes me.
Oh yeah.
But they're the
fact,
ones that are having the meetings. They have no
fact,
meetings.
Yo,
the women do when they go to the restroom. Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. There are people out there who feel that they can be. Oh, I can be black better than you. Prime example. I'm on the bus. Listen, I'm on the bus coming back from dropping baby girl off. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. This is on the way of dropping off. Yo, I see three white boys. I see three white boys on the bus, and they standing by us, and they're like, yo, come on, nigga. And da-da-da-da. And I was like,
what?
But wait a minute. My whole thing was, I was shocked at first, but then I was like, yeah. There's some white niggas too. There's all types. There's other types of niggas. Like, it just ain't a black thing. You know what I'm saying?
Not.
Like, even though it's been used on us for so many years, real talk, if you're talking about, like, the word nigga supposedly means lazy or ignorant, then there's some lazy or ignorant Indians, Jews, Arabs, white people.
Yep.
It's all this colorful niggas. All over the place. So don't try to single it out just the black folk.
But the funny is, this is my favorite oxymoron of all oxymorons. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard this being used to describe a couple of Jews that we grew up with, and I was like, wait, what? Here's my favorite oxymoron.
Oh, go ahead, say it. I think I know. Oh, wiggers. Wiggers.
Wigger.
I've never understood a wigger.
Eminem used that in one of his rap songs. He was saying that people just think he's a wigger trying to be black.
Well,
like,
first of all, I don't understand what trying to be black is ever.
I don't know what it is.
But I don't understand what is trying to be black. Like,
That's why he put it in the song, or that's maybe why he did it, because he's like, exactly, what is trying to be black? I'm just a rapper. I think he more looks at it so like, I'm just a rapper. I'm not trying to be black. I'm not trying to be white. This is just me. This is
and
just
that's
who
I
am.
Listen, you know what serious those of the lighter persuasion are even shaking their head to my what?
you know that's bad. When they don't understand it, but that's the thing,
they don't understand it, they don't get it, but yet, you know, it's like, oh, they like it. So it's like there has to be some type of cop. Like, I'll never say that Eminem is a carbon copy of an MC or what, you know, a hip hop. Like, he is hip hop.
Right, exactly.
He's all about
you know
his skill.
He's an MC.
Okay, side note, and sidebar.
Side note.
We're
going to
give, we have to give credit to Everlast. Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We can't say nothing bad about my man Everlast. Like, listen, from syndication back in the day.
We have to give credit to Everlast.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We have to give credit to Everlast because Everlast was good.
He was with the syndicate. See, don't have me acting up.
You get props to Everlast.
See, my thing with Eminem, like I said, he just makes music, and the thing is, that's basically what he was saying. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be black. I'm just who I am. I'm just Eminem. I'm just who I am.
But you know what? I give him credit. I give Third Base credit. I give Everlast credit, and I'll tell you why. I'll even give the Beast, and I love the Beasties, honey. You don't need that.
Now you gotta give the Beastie Boys.
You
credit.
Know who?
You gotta give the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, the Beastie.
You gotta.
The Beastie Boys. They straight Brooklyn. Listen, let me tell you something. When I first heard them, I thought they was black anyway, so it didn't even matter. But that's because we didn't have video. But you know, I thought they was black anyway.
Listen, they had my heart from a long way back.
Mm-hmm, exactly. They had my heart from holding now. Okay, so.
Now, these young kids have no idea what we're talking about. Sucks to be
all right.
Of course.
Yo, Leroy! That's not strong. Yo, Leroy!
I think we might be doing a little bit of age on this one tonight.
But wait a minute. Now, you see how we can say that about Eminem?
This is what I'm saying. They never claimed to be of the darker brothers. They never claimed to be darker brothers. They said, this is who I am, and that's it. They weren't trying to imitate. This is just how they grew up, how they expressed themselves, they also gave credit and they gave respect.
Right. But then you also have to remember, we grew up in a time where there was no video. Remember, there was no videos.
Yes, there was.
You understand?
Video started coming up.
A lot of the hip hop artists, you didn't really see who these people was until video music, but until they started making videos. But I'm saying when the Beastie Boys came out, like I said, there was no video for any of them, so they didn't start making videos until No Sleep Till Brooklyn and all those type of things. Maybe before that, but you didn't really see them.
But what I'm saying is this: they gave respect and they gave credit where it was due.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Okay.
True.
Okay, but then you got these hoes out here talking mad crap about the sisters, this, that, and the third. They don't want to give the sisters the credit, the dark sisters, the credit that they are clearly entitled to.
They're not.
They said awesome, but they don't give them you understand, they don't give the dark sisters that credit, but yet and still they want to take from the dark sisters. If you want to bite anything from me, give me credit.
Right.
If you want to bite, whether it's my hairstyle, which they try to do, Lord, please stop. Listen, this is how serious it is. I went to the head shop today. You know, I have to see my girl Sonya, get my twist blown out. White girl walked in.
Hi, Sonya.
That was a little rude. White sister walked in. Her words were, it's such and such hair for my extension. I turned around and looked. I said, this heifer is getting a weave. So sure enough, they had to braid it up, thread it up, and then put the track in.
Mm-hmm.
Put the next track in.
Yep,
okay,
they doing it, honey. They doing it.
Wait. You talk about me with my fake hair and my extensions or whatever you want to call it. But yet and still, why are you in my head shop getting your joint done?
Mm-hmm.
And my head shop is the Dominican sisters' head shop, because I don't go to the black sisters.
because they quick to put a perm. I don't want, listen, I ain't had Kevin.
I ain't put no perm.
I don't know what that's about. At least with my Dominican sisters, I could get me a nice blowout and a doobie.
Right, a nice wash and set, right?
Hello. Hello. My question again, why are y'all hating, but yet and still y'all doing and imitating? Listen, if you want to hate on me, then don't touch my joint. Stay in your lane. I'm going to stay in mine.
Right, exactly.
Stop hating.
Well, they don't consider it hating.
It's not yours. Stop sitting there putting butt injections or getting that booty pop. Talk about, oh, I got a cute butt. But let that injection wear off or that booty pop fall off. You back to the first run of freaking War and Peace because it's that flat and boring. It's that flat and boring.
But wait a minute.
I ain't got no reason not to. Like, I love you know I love my rock music. I give credit to my rock and roll God.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
You know,
No doubt.
You know, we had Hendrix and he invented rock. No! Although Hendrix is a rock god. But he didn't invent rock like that, you know?
No. Thing is this. It's like, just like we said about Eminem. Eminem come in the door. He's not trying to do anything but doing what he does. So couldn't the same thing be said about people like, I'm not trying to look or have the features of a black woman or you know what I'm saying, or someone of ethnicity. I'm just trying to, you know, do me. I didn't want to go tan.
If you gave me the respect, it would be one thing. But you don't even want to give me the respect.
You don't even want to even say it. Yeah, exactly. That's what throws salt in that wound, because you're doing something that we all have naturally, and you don't want to give credit about it. You want to act like this is what you started.
But you, and on top of that, you want to sit there and throw all types of effed up. You want to sit there and call me monkey. You want to call me this or that, blah, blah, blah. All of this negative shit, but yet and still you turning around and you trying to look like this. That I can't
imagine. Well, I guess because you're not, well, put it like this. Somebody has to take the lead on it. And they're not going to plaster these Sports Illustrated magazines and certain other magazines that cater to the lighter shade of humanity. They're not going to put a whole bunch of black people on it. Just because their features look nice.
They talking about she look like a man and she built like a man. That girl plays tennis. What the hell do you think she's going to
do? I got to stop you right there. Any man that has an ass like that ain't no man. If you're a man with an ass like that, something wrong.
But what I'm saying is, she's that's just her body naturally, and just like she said, guess what? You got them white ones that's sitting up there trying to look like her. They wishing they had an ass like her. Hers is natural. Plus, like I said, she plays sports. She works out. You know, obviously she works out. She has to work out because that sport is a hard sport that she's playing. She looks like a man, but then you got this Caitlyn Jenner, Caitlyn Bruce, Mr. Caitlyn walking around here, and oh, it's nothing wrong with what he looks like. Are you serious?
But
he's an ugly fucking woman. I'm sorry.
But if you read the comments, who was saying? Here's your headbanger. Here's your headbanger right now. If you read the comments of who was saying it. It wasn't the darker sisters. It wasn't even the lighter brothers. You know who it was? The lighter sisters. Because them bitches was hating.
Well, of course. Like, but my thing is this. This is not something that just started.
Right.
Remember,
Listen,
slavery. Raping, you know what I'm saying? Raping the slaves. you know, they got their wives in the house. They lily white wives and everything else inside the house, but they wanted some of that. They wanted some of the dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted some of that. They wanted some of the chocolate because.
But
it
see,
was,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I said that. I think that's what the that's what the problem is with that, because they know, them white women know that they them white husbands and boyfriends that they got like black women. They know it. So they figure, oh, let me go get my butt pumped up. Let me go get lips like her. Let me go do this and let me go do these things, and maybe he'll find me just as attractive as he finds her. No, sweetheart, I'm natural. That doesn't look natural. All that collagen, that plump, puffed up stuff in your lips looks disgusting, because guess what? In another couple of years, that shit is going to deflate, or it's going to, it's, your lips are still going to be big like that, but the rest of your face is going to look horrible.
Try a couple of months.
Right.
The only thing that lasts a couple of years are the facelift. All of that collagen shit, that's a couple of months, if that long.
Your lips is going to be looking like balloons, and the rest of your face is going to look horrible. But we are natural. We ours is natural. And guess what? In another couple of years, we're going to still look the same.
Yeah,
because we don't age fast like they do.
They just don't age well for whatever reason.
Well, they don't age well.
I don't know why.
And I think that's what the problem is. I think that's why they do it, because they figure, oh, if he finds that woman attractive, then he'll find me attractive if I do the same thing. No, it's not the same.
Why don't you try working on
it?
That might help.
It's not the same. It's not going to be the same. Sorry.
You know? But like I said, and that's what grinds my gears, basically. Yes, I'm pulling Peter Griffin. That's what
mm-hmm.
grinds my gears. You know, the fact that...
I love that. I always just say that.
The
you know what grinds my gears? You, America. You. Fuck you, Diane. Back to you, Diane.
They've got issues with me. Because of my skin, but yet and still you want to be me. I don't see that. That's what grinds my gears.
Mm-hmm.
And my gears don't get ground. Listen, they don't get grounded very often. Nope, not so many people have been able to grind my gears. But I've noticed this quite recently. And it's been grinding my gears because I don't appreciate this. Listen, I give credit and respect where credit and respect is due.
Right,
so
it's like it's sad because, like I said, the way they did that you know, that young lady at the Mac, and I'm like, are they kidding me? You doing that with Mac, and guess what? Them same ones, y'all go to Mac and find all that lipstick. Y'all gonna be in that Mac store trying to find that same damn lipstick that she got on her lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your lips ain't gonna look like that.
Mm-mm.
Well, like I said, those people who made those comments are losers. And they're not only losers, but they're people that are really not fit to even be in society or deal with society. That's why they hide behind the computer and they make these comments. I mean, for all we know, people that make comments like that are the same people that you work with. But they just hide. They hide behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. This is what cowards do. This is what cowards do.
In my office, it wouldn't surprise me. It really
wasn't. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. But like I said, this is what cowards do. And the whole thing is, it's only going to get worse before it gets any better, because I guess, like I said, they feel that we're not, you know, representing the blackness the way we should be representing it. Or maybe, you know, we're just not, how could I say, We're not focusing on, you know, the certain aspects of it. Like, instead of being concerned with slavery and the past and reparations and what's going on and having your children shot in the back by, Klan men posing as police officers, be concerned with the fact of, oh, you know, you look beautiful and we want to take pictures of you and we can use this and we can do that. Like, that's what they want to capitalize off of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it's all about capitalizing off of something. It's like, forget this, we're giving you this, so forget this.
Right.
Like, you know, because at one point you couldn't even be on the front of anything except if it was a box of grits or a box of Farina. Matter of fact, no, white man's on a box of grits. Aunt Jemima on the
Aunt Jar Jar Mima, yep.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, that's all you can be on the front of. You couldn't be on the front of anything else. So just be happy that we're allowing you, or we're making way for you to, you know, to be on the front of something.
Yeah, but we don't care because we even got y'all
some of us care.
Listening to our music. Your kids
some
have
of us
totally
care.
Have decided to
there's
emulate the part of our culture for whatever reason.
So that self-esteem thing is real. And there's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, black women out there who have the self-esteem issues, so they do whatever it takes to try to pull themselves out of it. And if they feel they have to look like something else or be somebody else or like, oh, if this is considered beautiful, I'm going to throw on the blonde wig or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to change my vocabulary and I'm going to look down on ghetto people or what I deem as ghetto, you know, because I, you know, I need to feel better. Sometimes people have to step on someone else to feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. So this is just another form of stepping on people so they can feel better about themselves. So it's like, hey, your lips, you look like a monkey, ha ha, because you got big lips. I look beautiful because my lips are full. See, it also goes into the articulation.
Right.
Your lips are big.
Exactly.
My lips are full.
Are full. So it's
your
my
ass,
lips are not considered
your
full.
Ass,
my lips are
full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your ass. Yeah. Your ass is fat. Your ass is fat. My
and
ass is firm. Firm. Yeah. Firm and naturally plump.
Plump.
Or whatever
yeah,
they want to call it.
All right. It's plump. Well, my size 7.5 up your ass. It's plump.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't. For the life of me, I will never understand it, and I'm not trying to figure it out.
But you know,
because you're gonna give yourself a headache trying to figure it out.
Who? Listen, just like with this whole tanning shit. You know, again, I don't understand it. I just don't. And these bitches, half the time when they tan, you know what ends up happening? They end up looking like lobsters.
They do, exactly. Exactly. But you know, they got this new thing that you can...
Work.
No, not spray on, honey. You can put it on like lotion.
Oh, jeez.
They got a cream now that you can put on... They got a cream now that you can put on your skin to make yourself tan.
So they've got something that makes you look more orange than you generally would.
Honey, listen, that's their business. They want to look orange and think they looking like us. Go right ahead. Be a dummy jackass if you want to.
I just can't, you know, and it's crazy because I was raised like a lot of people was, which is people are people. Don't judge them until they shit on you, basically.
Once yeah, but on you know what? But I mean, real talk. I mean, even though that's how we were raised, because in some ways, because our parents didn't want us, they weren't ready for us to see what was really going on out there. But now that we've gotten older, like just like they were afraid for us, I'm afraid for our children.
Oh,
because
yeah.
And it seems like things are maybe getting worse, or things could actually just be the same. Because we weren't of this age back in... Just imagine if we were of this age back in the Civil Rights Movement. Like, it had to be crazy.
Man,
like,
we'd be all in jail right now.
Yeah, either jail or dead. You know what I'm saying? So now this is just another, you know, way like history is kind of repeating itself. It just hasn't gotten that bad yet. But the thing is, like I said, sometimes you just got to look at that whole tanning or the Botox. Maybe you just got to look at it as a way of just saying, hey, I like you, but I don't like you.
Yeah, you know what?
If I wanted to get with that,
I'd talk to my family. Seriously.
You know, I like you, but I don't like you. Like,
right.
you look nice. You look nice, but you're just not my cup of tea. Like, I can probably wear those lips and that ass better than you. Like, I can get, you know, more men and do other things with that, because they're catering to who? The needs of what? Some men say, or most men think, or most, they'll take a poll. Oh, 1,000 men said that they like fat asses. So you have, once again, them insecure people who will go run out and, oh, I'm going to plump up my ass. Oh, 1,000 men said they love women with full lips. So what do? They go out there and they get this stuff injected in their lips. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the fact that they're killing themselves. They don't care about the fact that somebody has already died or been dying or on TV talking about this is what could happen. You know,
yep.
the side effects of this. They
that's
don't care
like,
because they want to look what beautiful. They want to look the part. But
that's just,
but
and
you
that's
know
with
what,
everything. Even, that's with everything. That's just like with just like when they took the trans fat out the fast food and they tell oh, you eat fast food and you're gonna do this and this is gonna happen to you. Guess what? Negroes are still sitting up in there. I'm talking about Negroes that are black, white, Puerto Rican. I don't care who you are. They still going to McDonald's, right? They ain't stopped them from going to McDonald's.
Exactly.
When they
I mean,
put
listen.
All those things on the internet about, oh, these French fries been sitting out here for 2 years and they still look the same. They ain't stopping people from going to McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and nobody else.
They ain't
lying.
It's not going to stop them.
It ain't
going to
stop these people from making. When just like you said earlier with the when we were talking about the phones. It's like I said. It's like. Everything is a competition now. Everything is a competition now.
Yeah. What's,
okay.
What,
everything
what's
is a competition.
Better? What's going to be the next trend of looking better? What's
right.
going, what's going to be next? I mean, like I said, beauty's in the eye of a beholder. But once again, insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing. It's like this is the biggest thing. That I really wanted to get off my chest. Like, you know, eventually, like we was, you know, like I we was instant messaging the other day. Eventually, I would like to do, you know, start doing live episodes of The Menu. Now, mind you, we're a colorful cast of people. People, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going up on stage looking like Jimmy Kimmel, or you're not going up on stage looking like, you know, Farrah Fawcett or this, that, and the. We're normal people. And the whole thing is TV or Hollywood wants to dictate what's normal and what's not. F you. Or matter of fact, I'm sorry, fuck you. Because what you think is normal is not normal to me and it's not real to everyone else. And see, that's the problem. Because even with these so-called bullshit reality shows, these people are not real.
Nope.
Most of these women hair are not real. Their asses, their tits are not real.
Nope.
Like all of this is for show. But people want to be, they want to look at the, they want to be told that lie. They want to look at the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be the lie because the lie is popular. If society says or TV says this is what's popular, this is what you have to be.
Right.
These people
out there are
so insecure, they're going to go out there and do it. Because they feel, oh, if I'm a little bit of tan, I can be like the Jersey Shore people, or I can be like housewives, mafia housewives, or I can be like this, or I can be like that. Somebody will recognize me. Listen, you can make yourself recognizable whether with a flat ass or fat ass, whether you high yellow or damn near ghost white or darker than space. You can make yourself noticeable, however. But the whole thing is people choose not and do not know how to capitalize on their own gifts and their own talents. So this is why they're running to be something that they're not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's the problem. And TV, and no one is going to stop TV, no one is going to stop Hollywood from doing what they, you know, what they want to do. Nobody's going to be the anti. Because as soon as you become the anti this or the anti that and say, hey, listen, hey, you think you're ugly? Sweetheart, you're beautiful. And somebody's going to sit back and say, oh, she's ugly. 1,000 people can call you ugly. I think you're beautiful. That's from the heart. But
right.
You know what? Some people are so insecure, they're going to go
with
the thousands.
Yeah, they go by. That's just like, all right, that, they go by what the people say.
Exactly.
Instead of going
by what that person,
they go by what the people say. That and like I said, that goes back to like I said, social media. It's the same thing with social media. These people live off of the you know likes and pictures and oh you got to put a like I said I don't mind taking a picture once in a while putting one up on IG or Facebook or something like that. But I'm not putting a selfie up every single 5 to 10 seconds. Just to get likes, or I'm not going to be on here with exposing my body just for you to give me a like. That is sad.
Well, that's
very,
that's insecurity. Those
right.
are the people who need and lust attention.
attention, right. It's sad, and it's like, it's sad, for, like I said, when I go on my timeline, either on Facebook or even Instagram, and it's sad, and like I said, for me being a heavy set, you know, a heavier woman, and to see a lot of women that are big like me, and they're on here, like I said, we don't have to do that to get attention from men. You don't have to do that. But all the money with the underwear, and they showing the half of, you know, it's like, come on now, like, you doing a little bit too much now. And then when somebody tags your picture or somebody says something derogatory to you, it's like, it's good for you because nobody told you to be on here exposing yourself like that.
Well, they have to because what else? You know what? Those are the shallow people who have nothing else going for them.
Sad.
Those are the shallow people. Like, listen, I'm not knocking no one's hustle. And that's why I made it clear from the jump about, you know, people like, yo, don't get it twisted, all that bigotry stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people will take the littlest thing and try to say, oh, you're a racist or you're this, you're that. No, you just want to call me a racist because you choose not to understand where I'm coming from. You choose not to listen to what I'm talking about. So you're ignorant. But you can live in your own ignorance, but you're not going to label me ignorant. Because you're ignorant. You know what I'm saying? But
crazy.
It's sad. Nowadays, somebody always has to be something. Somebody always has to be a label.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's just bad. So, like, yeah, man. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with black. If you got a problem with black, then, you know what I'm saying, that's on you. Like, you know what's funny? I was leaving work the other day, and somebody had came up to me and said, oh, hey, hi. I didn't recognize you outside of your uniform. You look hood. And I said, hood? I said, what hood? Robin Hood? So the person that was with him started laughing. He was like, oh, you know, like in your street clothes. I was like, street clothes? I still have my uniform pants on, but my whole thing is like, it's interesting what you hear people say. Now, mind you, he's a cool person, and I don't think he meant any harm. But sometimes people are just used to saying certain things, and they're not cognizant of what they're saying.
Right.
Because some other person listening could have been like, yo, that was real offensive. Because, like I said, I don't know what hood looks like, because everybody has a hood. If you're talking about ghetto, you to the street, everybody, I wear what's comfortable. Like, I don't care what you think. Like, your opinion mean as much to me as a little piece of dog turd sitting in a corner outside somewhere. Like, that's your opinion. Like, what you eat don't make me shit.
That's
so
right.
I really don't care.
Yep.
Like I said, as long as my daughter's good, you know, my loved ones are good. Like, you can kick rocks with flip-flops and whatever. I really don't care. But the whole thing is this. It's just interesting how people just perceive certain things and the things that they will say that they're not cognizant of. There's a hood. There's hoods everywhere. You got hoods in India. You got trailer parks. You got all types of hoods. Everybody got a hood.
Right, exactly.
You know, I don't see why black people have to be the definition.
Because we're the easiest
for the
target.
Ills. Well, yeah,
we're the
because you know why? Yeah, because something break out. Like, oh, just go run to church and pray to Jesus.
Yep.
And Jesus
take
it away.
Target.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing about this world. Now, we are the easiest target. And especially now, we're just the easy target. Oh, black people, yeah, they're easy. Let's just go ahead and just go in their neighborhoods and run them down and scare them. Because, you know, and you know what it reminds me of? It really reminds me of slavery when the Ku Klux Klan used to come into the little colonies or their little, you know. Yeah.
Intimidation. It's the same thing that goes
people.
On.
Oh, yeah, come on down and burn
area.
The cross on your damn lawn and all that other stuff.
It's the same thing some cops do now. It's the same tactic.
Yep.
It's the same tactics that law enforcement do. They
yep,
go in
the
there
same,
and they go
sure
in the area and they try to and they demand. They go out there and tell you, you may live here, but we run this.
Right, exactly.
You can't tell somebody that, but this is what they do. And this is how some of them get their asses in trouble, because there's some people out there that are not scared of you. But I love it when everybody wants to say, oh, you know, they sacrifice. Listen, stop it. Like I said, I'm not anti-cop. I'm not really anti-anything but anti-bullshit. And my thing is this. Don't tell me that somebody else's life is worth more than another's. Don't tell me that somebody else's life is less than a police officer's life. It's life is life. It's all the same.
Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of things, no one knows what was on the mind of the person that got shot or the person that did the shooting at the time. See, everybody thinks they listening to the facts. I wasn't there, so I don't know the facts.
Yep.
All I know is him, and God. Those three entities right there know what the hell happened at the time that it happened. So everything else is just speculation.
Yep.
But people always got to have something to say. People always want to be a part of something. They always want to feel like they're a part of something. So they got to open up their mouth or use their fingers, and they want to type something.
Mm-hmm. But
and
just
still
like
not know what's going
hide
on.
Hide behind, as like I said, that's a hiding mechanism. I'm going to hide behind the computer and say what I want to say. But guess what? If you was in front of that person, you wouldn't have nothing to say.
Exactly. Like,
you wouldn't
you know
have
what?
Nothing to say.
Since
you
want to sit
in the damn corner playing with your damn fingers.
Exactly. And, yo, since I've been on Facebook, I cannot at this moment, I cannot recall how many times I've seen posts of where a black person was saying honky or cracker. But I can tell you how many times I've seen white people or people that weren't even white. There's some Spanish and some Indians and some other people who says nigga this, Negroes that, racist, bigots. They say all this stuff, but it's supposed to be okay. It's supposed to be okay because you're telling your truth or what you feel is the truth.
Yep.
It's okay for you to express yourself, but I ain't supposed to say anything. As soon as I say something wrong, let Beyonce dance on the stage and pump her fist up in the air. Oh, my God, she's a racist.
Right.
Last couple of years ago, she was singing Halo and everybody was loving it. Now, all of a sudden, she's a racist and Jay-Z's a former drug dealer. Like, oh, my gosh. But you people.
Like, they didn't know that from before.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he wouldn't say it in a song, but it was okay then. But, you know, now he's like, oh, he's married to Beyonce, so now he's dirty, too. Like, come
right.
on now. Let's get real. Because, you
That's
know,
sad.
Out of all the times, and I didn't even know about the situation. That's how good they must have suppressed it. But, like, they talk about that dude from Seventh Heaven who molested, you know, boys and stuff like that. I didn't hear about that until the whole Cosby thing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. And I don't even watch that show, but how did that not make the news big time? How did that dude, you know what I'm saying, didn't find a cross or something burning on his yard?
Because, like I said, when you white, you white.
And you know how that happened. And you know the thing is, some of us just have to accept things for what it is. But then there's other people out there who, if you know you got the upper hand, listen, humble yourself. But there are people out there that don't. They don't want to humble themselves. They feel that, oh, you got this big-ass mouth Trump dude talking junk. So
oh,
it's like
God.
Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
And you know, you
now,
still got black
funny.
People that's sitting up here talking about they not voting in November or they don't want to vote. And I'm like, yo, like, dog, like,
well,
y'all better wake the hell up.
Exactly what we don't want, which is fucking 4 years of fucking Trump. Nobody wants that hell.
No.
But we had 8 years of Bush, and who voted him in?
That's twice.
Twice. Exactly. Yeah, but see, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to put it to y'all just like this. That is the best way to describe that situation.
Hell.
Trump is like Negan.
Lucifer? Okay.
Trump is like Negan, and Bush was the governor, and Trump is Negan. Remember, like I said, we ain't get to that part yet, but Negan is worse than the governor. So guess what?
But check this out.
And then what's killing me is that it's Copper Winchester that's playing Negan. Oh. That's a whole different story.
Listen, don't start because I already missed two Sundays. I didn't see
you
the last
now,
two
no.
Sundays.
Are you, no, you're going to have to catch up now. You're making me mad.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I got to catch up. Yeah.
You deserve an ass whooping.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to get some type of sound so that way when somebody screws up, we just say, oh, you get the sound. So I'm
you get the sound. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get sleep. I do work nights. I'm trying to get some sleep, and I got idiots on my job. I need to smack, but I can't do that. So, but anyway, it's just Trump. It wouldn't surprise me if Trump just jumped up one day and said, "Listen, I'm withdrawing from the race, but now that all of you Klansmen and racist people have been exposed." Have a good night. Go get him. Everybody go get him. Go get him.
Right. Exactly.
You assholes. Like, you assholes. I just pulled your cards. Go get. You're out there now.
But,
Mike.
Like I said, it's
because I remember
that, you know,
years ago, remember he was trying to get in Little Kim's pants. Trump used to hang out with Puffy. Remember that years ago? Trump used to hang out with the rappers. And stuff like that.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that, really.
Mika, you remember that. Mika.
No.
You don't remember that?
I really don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I really don't. Where are you trying to hang out?
You need to, listen, you don't remember when Trump used to be, you know, trying to, you know, get all into the hip-hop thing, and he took a couple of pictures with Lil Kim, and I think he's trying to get in the jaws or something. Taking pictures, Puffy. This is some time.
See, that's
ago,
how much
like,
that's how much I cared about that man. It's like,
you know,
someone else get some crying shame.
Oh, how
I mean,
that must have been after Ivana. What's her name? Ivana that divorced his
ass. I think it was before that.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think it was before that. But you know what? Like I said, it just boils down to insecurities, people just not loving themselves, and people just wanting to be posers. They just want to be something else.
And people,
you know,
need to start
that's all. But then, you know what? You do have the people that just want to be like, you know, I want to see what I look like if I do this. It's like going to the gym. You want to make a change. But some people, their definition of change is something else. So instead of, you know, me, hey, I'm going to lift weight and I'm going to go do this and I'm going to run track and do that. Some people just said, oh, I'm going to stick a needle in my lips and I'm going to see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some ass or in some breast implants in them. I'm going to see how that works out. Yeah,
and
I know I'm taking a risk.
Gastric bypass and tummy tucks and
you know,
that
some people. Some people.
I'm doing
do
all
it.
Of that.
Some people do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know somebody who did the gastric. I know a few people who did that whole gastric thing.
Gastric bypass.
It works for it works for some, and it doesn't work for all. And I'm not critical of anybody who does something like that, because maybe there's an issue of where they can't lose weight, or maybe they just need some help. Maybe they need some help.
Thing,
huh?
Happen?
90% of the time, that's actually a medical thing. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah,
90% of the time, those people that do that, guess what? They end up gaining that weight. You know how many people I know that got that gastric bypassing and gained that weight back? They gained the weight back, and they gained more than what they was before.
I know people that
Well, then that's a disorder. Yeah, I know people that are doing good with it, too. That's why, but, you know, when you put yourself under a tanning bed for, like, 45 minutes, so you can, until you're a golden, you know, crisp, like, until you're a nugget, I mean, hey.
Super sugar crisp.
yeah, exactly. Like, you know. You know, it is what it is. I can't really knock their hustle. I mean, that's how they feel. That's how they feel. You got people, once again, want to stick a needle or get some implants. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way they enhance themselves. They're enhancements.
You know,
they
want
to make
some
changes.
Right, and it's nothing. My thing is, it's nothing wrong with making changes, but do it. I say, and then that's going for anything like let's say gastric bypass. You know, do it for if you got to do it for health reasons. Like, if a person, if their lips, like if your lips are deformed or something happened to you, and you got into an accident, and you have to, you know, put the collagen in the lip to get the lip back looking back to normal. You know, do it for that. I could see a person doing it for that reason. But like,
well,
I said,
vanity. Well, vanity rules. That's the thing.
Right.
Vanity,
that's, yeah. People
rules.
Are doing it for vanity reasons, which everybody wants to look good, and I understand that, but. God put us on this earth looking a certain way. He put you on this earth to look a certain way. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with enhancing
and then
lightly.
I go with that.
Your, right, there's nothing wrong with enhancing lightly your looks, like with women with the makeup thing. Like, I don't get all this contouring and the 16 different places you got to put the makeup and eyeshadow. I don't, like, all of that is unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, my thing is this. I don't know how the hell they wear all that makeup. I sweat like it ain't no tomorrow. Half that stuff would be on my damn shirt or on the floor. I get somewhere.
Mm-mm.
You know?
And of course, in the last 8 minutes and 50 seconds, we have caller 3054.
Uh-oh. The one, the only, the king of the
himself. Exactly. Exactly. What's up, brother?
I'm here to give everyone breaking news. I am number one. I am Trump's number one supporter.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go, Trump. Let's go, Donald. Let's kick everybody out of this country.
Listen, give me a ticket. Just give me a ticket.
Right?
One week.
As you guys see on my Facebook page, I was wearing his T-shirt, Trump 2016, and I was getting a lot of love from people.
I was getting a lot of love from people.
Yeah, you don't just don't walk through MS-13 or any Mexican areas, any Hispanic areas, and you'll be all right. Don't do that.
But the shocking part was the white people looking like, really? You support them?
I don't know. You could have made some enemies.
There's a lot of Trump supporters out there. They don't like the guy, but they like his crazy ideas.
And that goes to show you where they had that. They go show you where they had that.
So I'm like, you know, I'm just wearing the T-shirt up for the hell of it because someone got me the T-shirt as a joke. Do I look like a Trump supporter? No.
We know that. You're not suicidal.
No. I'm crazy, but not that stupid. Was like the idea of kicking Mexicans, Muslims out. White people are buying into that nonsense and showing how much hatred this country has towards people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this country, but just once again, I say it constantly, this country was built off of hate. They came here and got kicked out of their country, bunch of thieves and murderers, looking for some new place to be. They came over here, damn near wiped out the Indians, went over and stole some people from their country, and the list goes on. I mean, come on, it's a pattern. You can't refute it. History is his story.
True, but once again, I'm sure you guys talk about this all the time, but they love our culture, they love our food, they love everything about us, but they hate the color of the skin? Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't make sense at all.
This is
sometimes
sad.
People hate what they can't be. You know what? You got to look at it like this. They've tried to break us so many times throughout history, and still we haven't been broken. Still
yep.
We fight back. Still we rise up to the occasion.
Well,
some people have been broken.
I'm sorry to say. Some people have been broken.
Well, yeah. And either they're in jail or they run to the church.
Or to the Almighty God,
or they're on drugs. Those are the people that have been broken because they just can't face the real. They don't want to face the reality of things. Listen, I know there's racist people out there. I know there's killers out there. I know at any given time I could be on my way to work and a cop could stop me and that could be my last day on earth. I know that, but I'm not going to let it drive me crazy. But some people out there, they just let it drive them crazy. Listen,
so in other
some
words,
people
it
are not
is what it is.
The sad part, I hate that line. I hate it, but I say it myself sometimes because it is what it is. It's not going to change. This is something that they've been doing, something that's been going on. This is how people want to say this country. Listen, this country is just an idea. It's all about business. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about money. People come here, make money, send it to their country, and go back to their country and retire. People try to make the best of whatever they have while they're living here. It is what it is. It's all about economics. People just throw the color factor in as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Obama, listen, Obama came into office and then everything was all about, oh, black this, black that, everything, even space. They ain't even going to space no more because it's probably too black out there. It's the issue. Everything's a damn issue.
I will not.
Everything's a damn issue. If it's dark, it's an issue. Listen, if that's so bad, then don't wear black. Don't wear nothing black. Just get rid of the whole, get rid of black crayon. Get rid of everything. Get a brown crayon. Get rid of every damn thing that's brown. Don't make, matter of fact, change the color on fried chicken. Make it look red. Something else. Everything's a problem.
Get rid of Black Friday.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got no problem
anything
with Black Friday.
I know.
Exactly.
Matter
of fact, get rid of, listen. One day I thought about it. What this country would be like if we just said F it and just left. We all left.
They wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, and they just gonna pick on somebody.
Yeah,
else.
They just gonna pick on somebody. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Exactly. They're gonna pick on somebody.
But like I told you before, we are the weak, like, for lack of a better word, we're like the weakest link. We're the ones to pick on. So just like you said, if we all got, if everybody just got together, left like piece by piece, and there was none of us here, they would pick on somebody else. They'd get somebody else to pick on.
Exactly.
Get
you
somebody
see
else.
The Puerto Ricans are rising up in ranks. They're becoming, you know, they're becoming heavy. So next thing you know, oh, we got to pick on them because they're becoming too big.
Get them out of here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, we can't find Magos or rice. We can't find a roast and pollo nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
If they got rid of all the other races besides them, they would starve and they would die. Because they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to make things for them. So no, then
well,
again, they probably
slavery
would survive a little bit because they done took everything from us to learn to live here because that's how they did it the first time.
No,
they don't know how to operate it themselves. That's the problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
So once again, how many times do you see a West Indian nanny out in the city taking care of white kids?
Of course, just like it was in slavery times.
All you see
same
are like,
way.
All these West Indian nannies. Why got to be a West Indian nanny to take care of the white kids?
Because the white people don't want to do it, so they don't want to take care of their own kids. And like I said, once again, it's not a white or black thing, but, you know, if somebody will listen and be like, oh, they sound racist. You know what? Shut your ass up. I'm
shut
just as much of a racist as you are.
Shut
like, you know what, people, just shut the hell up. Ain't nobody up here racist. We just telling the truth. You don't like it.
All right.
That's all. And we got 90 seconds left. And with that being said, listen. As my father used to say, cut your fuckery. And that's all I got to say.
Okay.
Everybody else, y'all got to ride it on out.
All I say is stop the comparison with the colors and stop trying to be like us. Be you. Don't stop trying to be like somebody. Just be you. Period.
Exactly.
Be you.
Mika. Exactly.
Stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane.
Hot Rod.
I need a drink. Bottom line.
I need a drink.
I'm with that. I'm with that. And on that note, listen, it's been a great episode. We'll catch you next week. Hot Rod, you take care of them kids. That million boys, a million dollar smile. And y'all, I hit a lung. Go get them.
Uh oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's crying.
Another episode of the menu, y'all. Y'all have a good night. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
All right. Later.
All right. Later.